Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT News Team.
Good afternoon. This is KMXT's Talk of the Rock program. I'm Maggie Wall, and I have two guests with me. As always, we're here having a lot of fun. The Chamber of Commerce is always a lot of fun to have come visit because Sarah, who is the executive director, just makes it fun. And so Sarah has a partner in crime. Woo-hoo! That was pretty funny. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. We have also with us one of the Kodiak Police Department officers. That was why that was funny. Shane Parker. Okay, so today we're talking about the new program that's coming up, which I think is just a wonderful thing. I was thinking a chance to pretend that you always wanted to be a truck driver and drive something big or crawl around in a Coast Guard helicopter. Well, it sounds like this is going to happen. And so this is a chamber event, but it was Sean that thought of it. So that was way cool, Sean. So let's start.
Shane.
I'm sorry. Shane Parker. Let's start here with Shane. Go ahead. Tell me who you are, where your role in all of this is.
Sure. I'm Officer Parker with the Kodiak Police Department. And I came from the lower 48. I was a law enforcement officer down there. And down there we had several different community events that were put together. And one of them was an event where just different organizations brought their big vehicles together for the children to come explore. And then that's something when I moved up to Kodiak that I wanted to bring to the community, just another type of event to bring the community together. So we're going to have police cars, fire trucks, ambulances. We're going to have a Coast Guard helicopter out there and some other various big rigs, as well as food vendors for the children to come out and explore and the families just to have a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like a great thing. When I heard about that, I thought, do people, adults, get to climb around on these things too?
Most definitely.
Oh, cool.
It's for the whole family to enjoy.
I once was in a tank. It was on display at Allison General Motors. They make the engines for those tanks way back when I was a kid. And they had a little building. And you could go in the tank and it would go and spin around. And it was a lot of fun as a kid.
Well, we don't actually have a tank, but we do have an Alaska Army National Guard vehicle that's coming.
Cool.
So it's one of their support vehicles. So I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
So Sarah Phillips, you are the executive director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce.
I am.
And you always have so much enthusiasm when you come here for things, which I greatly appreciate. You pretty much picked up the ball and ran with this, haven't you?
I did. Shane came into my office and let me know about this event. It's nothing I had ever heard of before, not something that I had experienced. But I thought, what an amazing opportunity. You know, we do Crab Fest already, so we're primed and ready to kind of take control of that. You know, we are solid with planning these large-scale community events. And this is a side of Kodiak that everyone sees but doesn't really get to be involved with. So, as you know, the Chamber of Commerce is built on our membership, and this was a really great way for us to reach out to our big construction membership, our processors, our Alaska waste garbage trucks, and get them involved in participating in a Chamber of Commerce event that they typically don't have that opportunity to do. So we are just super excited to be able to offer this to not only our members, but especially the community. And I agree with you. It's supposed to be a kids event, but I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited for a lot of these vehicles to come.
Yeah, and I was also thinking, how often sometimes there's an ambulance that you can get in. The Red Cross has an old ambulance at Crab Festival sometimes, and they'll let you get in, or maybe because they knew me, they let me go in and look. And when else do you get a chance to get a feel for what the fire truck is about, or to learn, I'm assuming the people who operate these big things are going to be there and a chance to sit around and shoot the breeze about them and learn what this is. And oh, what a fun thing for a kid, but for an adult or a teenager, really? Do you think? I don't know,
exactly
teenagers are different.
Right. I really think it's perfect for everyone. I mean, first off, Kodiak likes to eat and we're going to have those food vendors. We don't always have those food vendors. So if nothing else, the food vendors are for all ages. That's something that's not to be missed. But in general, it is a great opportunity for absolutely any age to come out because you do have the kids that get to just experience that cool, big truck driver feeling and experience it all, push sirens, make everything operate. But then for teenagers, it's a chance to take a look at maybe you want to do this in the future. Maybe this is something you're interested in. Adults, same thing goes. You know, is this a career maybe you're interested in switching over to? Or is it a company that maybe a business you currently work for could utilize that they're not already utilizing? So just a lot of opportunity all around and just fantastic fun.
When you started to say for a teen, maybe I thought maybe they could use this as a career potential. And there you were. We're getting too much alike, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to have representatives from all the companies that are there and they're going to be talking to everyone. So it can be anything from what does this button do to what do you do on a daily life for your career?
That sounds good. Have you talked to people getting the word out? What kind of feedback are you getting?
Oh, sure. First off, I hear that we're everywhere and that they're hearing about us like crazy. So that's what I want to hear. That's really good. But in general, people are very excited about this event, especially people with small kids. We're going to have some stickers to give away. We've got about 300 stickers, so it's kind of a first come, first serve. But if you're a kid or an adult that just loves our Venture Through Vehicles logo, we've got those as stickers.
Stickers like printed them out and put them on you?
That's exactly
kind of like
right.
Those election ones when you vote?
That's exactly right.
Okay. And then I understand you have a lot of things. People are involved in things. And not to leave Shane over here as we gab. Police cars. You're going to have police cars? Will people get to be handcuffed and been unhandcuffed?
Well, I don't know about being handcuffed and unhandcuffed, but they'll have the opportunity to explore the inside and outside of the vehicle. We'll be able to press buttons, turn sirens on, flash the lights, and kind of explain what goes on within a police vehicle, as well as EMS personnel will be out there for the ambulance. They'll be able to explore the inside and outside of that, as well as the fire trucks and then all the other vehicles out there as well.
I once was in a police car, not as a bad person, but years and years ago, I rode one night when I was a Cub reporter, when KMXT was over in the Borough Building a long time ago. And the officer took me around, and there was not, I was there for maybe 2 or 3 hours or something, but there was no big crimes or nothing that even required the siren, but it was still cool. It was still cool. There's so many things in a police car now. Mm-hmm. And those little computers and things, do we have those here?
We sure do.
Yeah. And they used to carry those big, heavy, you know, kind of walkie-talkie sort of things. But now you do it all on cell phone or those little funky little things like Secret Service guys wear?
We do have the Secret Service looking earpieces, but it does connect to a portable radio that is attached to our hip. So we still have those. Yeah.
But not those huge clunky ones they used to have.
No, we've come a long ways in technology, so they've minimized them.
Boy, but you must think to myself, how things have changed. Mm-hmm. And how did they even radio? We used to literally cut and paste, you know, people cut and paste on computer. But we literally cut and paste it. And when I worked in newspapers, we literally cut and pasted the corrections on. That was like ages ago at the Mirror. We used to do that at the Mirror in the 1980s.
Well, thank goodness for these advancements. I don't think I'm cut out for that.
Will there be a lot of police officers there, just a few? Or probably keeping tabs on people, too.
Well, we'll still have coverage throughout the city for, regular everyday operations. But there'll be 4 or 5 officers down there, as well as administration to assist in the event.
Uh-huh. How about troopers? Do you know? Have they said?
Yes. The Alaska State Troopers are going to be there with one of their patrol vehicles. We've got that. We've got a garbage truck. We've got skid steerers.
A what?
A skid steerer.
Which is?
I'm thinking like the forklift.
A forklift. The yes. ones where they pick up the pallets.
I think that's right.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
Someone can correct me and laugh super hard. That's fine. Highmark Marine is going to be dropping off a welding truck and a crane truck. So I'm actually pretty excited to see everything about those. I don't know, just pretty impressive. We'll also have Kodiak Sherp there, and that's a vehicle that has made some waves on Facebook. And so it's a new company here in Kodiak called Kodiak Sherp. And basically what they do is I call it a monster truck of a side-by-side. It's all enclosed and it can float across water and all sorts of amazing things. And so he's going to have that out there to help the community kind of understand what it is and what it does and that it's not going to tear up our trails, that sort of thing. But it's a pretty cool thing. I've had a chance to check it out and climb in and see what it's all about. So that'll be a really fun one. We've also got one of the buses is going to be dropped off. I'm thinking it's the Chiniac bus that, again.
Oh, the little one.
Yeah, uh-huh. I swear I maybe have a monster truck obsession here because I think that's what that looks like, too. Of course, the Coast Guard helicopter, which I know a lot of people are really excited for, something that people see flying around the community all the time, just like a lot of these emergency vehicles. And we'll have that rare opportunity to climb in as long as the winds permit for that landing. And then the big one we've got is bounce houses, too. That's not a vehicle, but Grand Slam Toys and Games is going to be there with their bounce houses, and that's actually free. We're not charging for any of this.
Oh, right. That some of these businesses are bringing in a crew for heavy equipment. They're investing quite a bit of money on
a
weekend. Uh-huh. And so now I see here that this is for free.
Yes, 100%.
And the food?
The food is for purchase.
Purchase the food. I just wanted to clarify that. And so there'll be a lot of food booths, kind of like at Crab Festival.
Yeah, not near or, as
not,
many.
Not near,
yeah.
It's all food at Crab Festival, almost.
Right
yeah.
now we have Tacos 49 and the River of Life Christian Fellowship and Maria's Place all signed on to do it. I might have another secret little food vendor popping up, but we'll have to see the day of the event.
Oh, that sounds like fun. It is at Oscar's Dock.
Yes.
Which is on the Spit for people who don't know.
Yes, that's exactly right. So downtown on the Spit, we're going to have all those vehicles ready to go.
So if you were coming from the base, because I know we have a lot, like every year a third of the Coast Guard turns over.
That's right.
So if you're coming in from the base, when you get to the stoplight, you turn right, and then you'll see it on the right-hand side as you go down the road there.
That's exactly right.
I'm sure
right.
they won't miss it. I
was going
to
say follow the lights and the sirens and I think you'll be good.
What time? I have it here. 11 till 5.
Yes, that's correct. So our vehicles participating are going to get there a little bit sooner, but anyone who wants to attend and explore those vehicles, go ahead and get there 11 to 5. We wanted to make sure that we covered lunch and dinner for everyone interested in those food trucks.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So, Shane, did they, where you came from, was it a big town or a little town?
It was a little town. It was a little community.
So it was a lot like Kodiak.
It was a lot like Kodiak,
so
yes.
It's something they got excited about. Mm-hmm. If in a big city, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We actually made it into a county event.
Uh-huh.
So it was quite a large county, little population. So for that, it was a tight-knit community, and we did the same thing. We brought all these large vehicles together, and children from all parts of the county came in to explore.
That would be a lot of fun. I guess I'm just a sucker for these things, but you know, hear what I do. I'm a journalist. I go places. I interview people. I learn things. You know, oh, can I try it?
That's right. I am super
I guess I never
excited.
Grew up about that. We did those kinds of things as kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just such a cool opportunity to explore. I mean, I am truly excited to check out all these vehicles. I've never been inside a police car or a fire truck, and I'm sorry, Shane. I need to make your siren work on your cars.
Oh,
so.
We can do that. We can make that happen.
I still like the idea of the handcuffs, and then and if they're rowdy, you just, oh gosh, key?
Maybe that's the fundraiser we do on it next year. Is
maybe
get out of the handcuffs by collecting X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. That's how we can fund it next year.
Hey, that just made me think of something. I had a question, but we'll just disperse with it because I can't remember what it was. Because, Shane, were you one of those people, speaking of fundraisers in the police department, at the Walk for Hope? They had the, is that what it's called? The cancer fundraiser.
Oh.
They had a smoosh pies into the, I mean, they were supposed to toss them, but I saw people smooshing
them. So at Baranoff Park.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was for Relay for Life.
Relay for Life. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I was one of those individuals who had pie smashed in my face for that.
I kind of had figured you were one of those people. You just hit me as it.
Yeah. I volunteer. It's for a good cause.
And or you just like pie. I don't know.
Did that go over well? I imagine.
Oh, it did. It did very well. Who doesn't want to smash a pie in somebody's face? So, yeah, it worked out great.
And was that your idea as well?
No. Oh. I was asked to participate, and I'm a sucker to not say no to anything.
Oh, okay. But that was fun. I saw somebody had posted it on Twitter or Instagram, it was. And I thought, oh, yeah, that is cool. So it's nice to see the police department getting out. Is this something new that they are trying, or is it something they've done and we've never noticed, or things are just happening and the events are there until you go?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I don't know where the police department was before I got here. I got here approximately just over 2 years ago. And where I came from, it was really big to be involved in the community and community policing and getting into schools and visiting with children. So when I came up here, that was my passion, and that's where I rolled and blossomed. So that's what I'm trying to do and build up the department within the community and just showing a different side of law enforcement in general to the citizens of Kodiak.
Yeah, I think it's important to say, too, if you're not following the Kodiak Police Department on Facebook, you absolutely should, because they post a lot of really fun stuff that they're doing out in the community on that page. It's a pretty fun page.
And the bears at night, there's often pictures, or, you know, I've seen mm-hmm. those. Okay, those are kind of my favorite, the bear pictures. And then you, I understand, are quite the photographer, and those pictures on the police Facebook page of the Northern Lights were yours.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
I've taken up the hobby, and it's a new passion of mine.
Oh, wow. Those were wonderful, wonderful pictures. And you have, so people can't see this, but I recognized it instantly, a mug that looks like a big fat camera lens.
That's correct. It's my coffee mug that most people confuse for me just holding a camera lens walking around town, but it's filled with coffee.
No, be careful somebody doesn't steal it. And then I thought, ooh, stealing a cop's coffee mug, that would be trouble city. let me just, in case you're joining us midway here, I'm Maggie Wall, and we're talking with Shane Parker from the Kodiak Police Department and Sarah Phillips from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce about this huge, big new event on Saturday. Trucks and things and more things and helicopters and garbage trucks and cop cars and ambulances. People can just climb all over them and visit.
That's right. And it's still important to say again, it's a free event, and it is free because we've gotten some fantastic sponsors to help us out with that. So we had Grand Slam Toys and Games has contributed a lot, Golden Alaska Excavating, Highmark Marine, Kodiak Power Sports and Marine, as well as Alaska Waste. So all of those organizations have contributed in some way financially so that everyone gets to go for free.
And that's really nice. And then there'll be food to be purchased.
That's right. Yep, exactly.
And that bouncy things in case kids get a little impatient or something.
That's right. If your kids want to bounce too much and you're afraid they're going to tear up the vehicles, have them bounce it out first.
I was going to say, no, these are heavy-duty industrial things. But then I thought, I've known a few kids that could tear up an industrial something or the other.
It's pretty impressive what they can do.
Yeah. Okay, so this is coming up on Saturday. What's next for the chamber?
Well, we have our big
annual meeting.
Yeah. So that's going to come up on October 19th. And we are doing a new theme this year, an undercover dinner. So come dressed as your best secret agent or sidekick.
Oh, I thought you meant it was going to be undercover. You wouldn't know what you were eating until you got it. Kind of the big mystery.
I don't know what the meal is yet. So maybe I'll cover it with a napkin. Maybe we'll really go with it.
Or like there were going to be four or five choices and you didn't get the pick. You just like those games. You can't see my hands moving there on the radio, but they are. Those coconut shells.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some fun with the theme. It leaves it pretty open for mystery.
It does sound like a lot of fun. And so anything new coming up with the police department that you're allowed to tell us? Don't tell us anything we're not supposed to know.
No, this right here, Venture Through Vehicles, is what we got right now. And then we got the start of school coming up next week. And, I think the next thing on our list is Shop with a Cop. That's going to be coming in November, December.
I remember those. I'm going to write these down, okay? So that I remember to call you all. Shop with a Cop. Okay, so first of school is when? Those of us who don't have kids are clueless.
Starts September 3rd.
Which is the day after Labor Day?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, that's important. Let us all remember that because we'll have kids on the roads.
Yeah. It's quite the jam-packed next couple of weeks. We've got Venture Through Vehicles this Saturday and then the Kodiak Rodeo and State Fair the following weekend, mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. before school starts. So kids should be able to spend some of that energy for their teachers before they go to the first day of school.
I live out in the flats, and so I drive in. And the rodeo, they've put out these really cool signs.
They have.
Have you seen them? Did you drive out there?
They're
have
great.
You been out there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's like 8 or 9 or 10 of them. They're bigger than an 8.5 piece of paper. They're red. And they have things on both sides. So when you're coming into town, you read it this way, like, bring your stuff, jams, jellies, chickens, whatever, that way. And when you're coming in from the other side, it's the same thing. Enter it into the fair, jams, chickens, jelly, and other, whatever those things are. And it's just like, by the pipe. You know where the pipe is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the pipe there,
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
on the town side of the pipe.
I can say it's working because I'm rolling through my mind thinking, what do I have that I can bring to display for the state fair.
Yeah, and it said knitting, and it had all kinds
yeah.
of things listed. I mean, on different red signs. It was a great thing. If they're listening, hats off to them, because that
well
was
done.
A real cool thing. I was going to go out and get a picture of it, but boy, that's a hard place to stop and get a picture.
It is, yeah, not very going safe.
They're all going 55, and you'd be standing out in the street.
Maybe we'll have to wait till they take them down and line them up in a safer spot.
Let me see here. I want to just make sure I have everything covered. 11 to 5, and it's called Venture Through Vehicles.
That's right. First annual.
First annual.
We're planning on doing this for the long haul.
And so, Shane, then how does that feel to think that you have introduced something that's becoming a regular event? I'm assuming it will go well.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. No, I absolutely love it. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. Well, ever since I came to Kodiak, and I'm glad it's finally coming to life. And, you know, based on the success of this that we see on Saturday, we're hoping to go forward with it for years to come.
Yeah, it sounds like a cool thing. And I would bet can see other people doing it more and bigger and just anything. Now, this said, somebody said boats. Is there a boat there? But there is a boat down on the spit that you can.
We were hoping to have a boat, but it fell through, unfortunately. But it is down on the spit. So walking the docks is something you can absolutely do. I'm sure we can find a fisherman or two that are willing to show off their boat.
Thelma Sea, I believe, is the name of the boat under
That's
the
right. Yeah. There. Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be reaching out to them, and hopefully they'll have some representatives there to tell the Thelma Sea story.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then 11 to 12.
11 to 5.
11 to 5. Sorry, Maggie. It's right here. It says it exactly. On Saturday. I like this. The basic premise is exactly what it sounds like. Get a bunch of cool, giant trucks. Said boats and a helicopter together in a parking lot and let boys and girls of all ages explore them and sit in the driver's seat and toot, 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 honk the horn.
That's
right. Honk the horn, run the sirens. It's going to be great.
That will be great. So tell me again, who's all going to be there? Is KEA sending someone?
No, KEA did not get the application to me, but there's still a little bit of time, though spaces are filling up extremely quickly now for us.
Oh, right, because they're big pieces of equipment.
That's right, yeah.
Take a lot of space.
So right now we actually have about 25 different vehicles participating.
Really?
So it's going to fill up pretty quickly. The Coast Guard helicopter takes up a lot of space there to be safe.
Right, right. 25?
25, and I think it's just going to grow each year, so we're going to have to find the biggest place we can to put this on for years to come.
25? That's a lot of vehicles, especially when you think of what could they be in a town this size?
It's going to be a surprise.
A surprise.
Come out on Saturday to look at it.
Yes, the secret surprise. One time, I went to the Arts Council event. And I don't even, the fire department was practicing. There was no fire. And they were running up that, it was when we got the brand, it was brand new then, the one that would go up three or four stories, or the big one, the one that goes way up. And they were way up there. And I think they were letting people go up. I can't remember. I can't imagine that they would do that. But it was like, oh, wow. Or maybe I just fantasized that I got to go up. I can't remember. But that would be cool if. They probably don't. That's dangerous.
Yeah, we want to keep everybody safe.
Well, okay. Okay, right. So let's see here. We're coming up on the end of the show. Usually we have somebody peep their little faces in the window. So that would be our clue here. Saturday, 11 till 5.
Yes.
Downtown. Rain or shine?
Rain or shine, though we do have some limits on what we're willing to take. I think Kodiak got a little bit spoiled with all the sunshine lately. So if it's
a little bit spoiled, I'm like loving it. Look, I have these little t-shirts. I've pulled them out of storage and I've worn them and worn them and worn them.
I have tan lines and I haven't left Kodiak. That's new.
Okay, so rain or shine.
Rain or shine, if the weather is too extreme, we will postpone it to another weekend.
Okay, so it won't get canceled, just delayed.
That's right.
Okay, so we are getting up to the end of the hour. So anything people should know? Is it too late to get your vehicle in if you've got a funky vehicle?
It's not, except for we've got space filling up, so I might only have one or two slots left.
Got it. Okay. And then I guess that's all we need to know. Ages. Is there an age that you have to have an adult with you?
No. not because that...
You just didn't think of it yet.
...isn't important, but yeah, I just hadn't thought of it. So please do just reflect on maturity levels and what you feel like your child would be safe being alone with. And
that's probably like 13 or so.
That's
probably gauge those kinds of things
appropriate.
Now remember, the cops are there and they have
handcuffs.
They have handcuffs.
You better handcuff Maggie.
Okay, I'm barely hearing some music here, so I guess that means we have to go. Thank you both for coming. We have Shane Parker and Sarah Phillips, and I'm really excited. And thank you, Shane, for thinking of this and bringing this idea to the community. And thanks to the Chamber for pulling this off.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to KMXT Kodiak. I'm Maggie Wall.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.